This week's shiur is sponsored by the Lefkowitz Mishpacha, Le'il Nishmas of Yisrael Ben Yitzhak Doiva Hashem, which is your test for other base. Okay. That's when the Yotzer is. Oh, sweet.
Good. Okay. The Gemara says the brachas, daf nun dalet on the base. The b'chana b'gdesa v'rabbanan. I'm sorry. The Yehuda chalash v'itvech. The Yehuda got sick and he got better. All the gaber of Chana big the sov rabbanim. Chana came with rabbanim. Amri lay and they said to him, "Brich rachmana di yavach ni alon v'la yavach la'afra." They made a bracha, a birchas hagaymel with a very interesting nusach. And they said, "Brich rachmana di yavach ni alon," that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you, Rabbi Yehuda, to us, v'la yavach la'afra, and he didn't put you in the ground. You got better. Amalahu, Rabbi Yehuda told him, "Patatin yosimu la'iduye." Because he made the bracha, you patterned me, now I don't have to say my own hagayma. Frech the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yehuda be yaitzah with the birchas hagayma? The Gemara said before that in order to be yaitzah, you have to have 10 people. The Gemara learns from a pasuk, v'ray memucha b'kalam, that you have to say the birchas hagayma in front of 10 people. So like the Gemara, the have a be'asara, there were 10 people. How is he Yaitza? He himself didn't make the Hagayma. So he shouldn't be Yaitza. It's like the Gemara, like Tzarech, the Ani Basrayu Ame. The case is that he answered Ame. So the Pimagadim stels a kasha on the Gemara in the Seda Gemara. Says the Gemara starts off with a kasha from Asara. You need 10 people. The Chayra, the stronger question would be that he didn't make a bracha. So first the Gemara should have said that he didn't make the bracha. The Gemara should take care of that and then say there's another Tanai of Asara. But the Seda HaGemara the Prima Gadim holds is very shver. So maybe we can answer his question like this. But first let's the Etzem Gemara. The Gemara says he's not Maida. So how is he able to be Yaitza? And the Gemara answers the Ani Basrayu Ame. That he answered Ame. So the Rishonim have a kasha. The Talacha is that if a person makes a bracha to be Maitzi Chaveve, even if he does not answer Amen, he's Yaitza. And we'll soon see it's a Mefurish Gemara in Sukkah, that if a person makes a bracha, Lohaitzi Chaveire, and Chaveire does not answer Amen, he's Yaitza the bracha. So why over here does the Gemara need Dani Basrayu Amen? So as they fract the Ritva, says that over here there was an issue that he wasn't Mechavin to be Maitzim. He didn't know Rabbi Yehuda was going to be Yaitza with the Hagayma. So since he didn't know that Rabbi Yehuda was going to be, that Rabbi Chana was going to be Maitzim, so Memela, he wasn't Yaitza. He wouldn't have been Yaitza. That was the Gemara's kasha. And that, the Gemara says, because he said Amen, then he was able to be Yaitza. And we'll explain that soon. Mitzvah. The Tur brings from the Rosh, same question, why do you need Amen? Zok the Tur, because over here, Rav Chana was not Mechuyiv in the Bracha. The Rosh says he was allowed to make the Bracha. It's not a Bracha Levatala, because since it was a person who was very close to somebody, and it's for him a big Simcha that he got better, he's allowed to make a gaimel for him. It's a mevuch on the paiskim had a paskin. But he was allowed to make the bracha. It's not a bracha levatala. Oh, but from that way, he's not chayiv bedavar. So if he's not chayiv bedavar, how is he able to be maitzim? Of them, zakta gemara, ome. That's two pshatim that the Rishonim give. Shemei Kaina would not be enough. You would need ome. And we'll have to explain exactly what this ome is doing. The third pshat in the gemara, Rabbi Kveger brings in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Yates. Kveger says the pshat in the Gemara is like this. Usually a Shemei Kaimel, let's say a simple case of Hagaymel. One person says Hagaymel Chayim Tavis Shagmala Ni Kol Toiv, and he's Maitzi Chaveire who also has to say the same bracha, Shagmala Ni Kol Toiv. Over here, Rav Chana said Shagmalucha, the Yavach Ni Alon, that he gave you to us. So he's talking to Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda can't be Yaitza with that Nusach. So to be Kveger Memela, he wouldn't be Yaitza. What's the Eitza? Amen. Those are the three pshatim that in Shulchan Aruch that says you have the Torah b'shem Rosh that he says since Rav Chana wasn't chayiv so you can't go to with a pasha l'shmei ha'kayinah. You have the Ritva's pshat that over here he was not mechavin to be maitzim, and Rikveger says that there was a chasarin in the nusach habracha.
Where does it say shmei ha'kayinah is it in a, that he has to have pima chuyiv?
So the Rishonim say that's a svara because in order there's no Gemara that says it to the best of my knowledge, but the truth is, we could buy it from a Gemara. A Gemara bracha stavchav. The Gemara says, if let's say Noshim and I have chayv and birchas hamazon, they can't be maitzi and anoshim. The Gemara says, because they're not mechuyim b'davar. It's a lashon Mishnah. Kol she'enu mechuyim b'davar, nemoi tzei asachay midei chavasa. It's mefurish mishnayis. Enu mechuyim b'davar, can't be moi tzei chavay midei chavasa. It is mefurish.
Well, here he's making the bracha for the four of
Yehuda. So he's making four of Yehuda. So the truth is, the svar you're saying, because the be'alacha, I don't know in the rush, but the Ritva says that if I'm not mechavim to be moi tzei, you could use amen. So be'alacha says, there's loy matzinu din kaze. That lemaisa we pass, and you have to be mechavim to be moi tzei chavere in a bracha. So, and so this ritva is not la halacha. But it's possible that the answer is that over here that the bracha was about him, the ritva seems to be married to such a svara, the ritva over here in brachas, then b'tzirif, the fact that he's, not, that he's doing the bracha for him with the amen, then you're able to be yaitza. That might be the what the teretz for the b'alacha's kashas. Those are three pshatim that are given. The tor, the ritva, and the rikveger. The ritva brings another day, the shittas ra'ah, that the Gemara's on Amin is love dafka and you take a yetzah b'shemei kain. It's talking not a problem over here. We have to know why. You do need to be a mechuyi b'davar. It's mefurish mishnayis. So you have to mechuyi b'davar to be mechuyi b'davar.
Who says
he's
not
mechuyi b'davar?
If you're mechuyi b'davar, he's
mechuyi b'davar.
It's like somebody
that
kiddish or something like that.
So you're asking, let it be also arvus. Yeah. That's the din of arvus. Yotam mechuyi. So Prima Gadim asked the kasha in Simon Reshit Gimel. And the Prima Gadim says, by Gimel there's no arvus.
Of course I don't.
He doesn't say why.
But it's what I think in Mishavura, that one person could be Matzi everybody else.
That's by regular going, well, because that's when you're being Yaitza yourself, that's Shemei Koine. You don't need Arvis for that. Arvis is necessary by the din of Yotza. If I'm already Yaitza, then I have to be Yaitza, then you need to come on to the din of Arvis. So Prima Gadim has the kasha. He says, why is there no Arvis? And he just says you don't have. What was this what you wanted to say? Because why?
I thought you can't be, maybe Arvis doesn't work.
You have to do your own Hadar.
Makar is?
I know, for Maidah.
So, if you look, Kosum and Abu Jam.
Yeah.
But if you look inside the Abu Jam, you'll see that he says that you can't be Maidah Maidah because of Haidah. And he says, because to be Makabul Ol Machul Shamayim, you have to do it yourself. It's a very big misconception with this Abu Jam that people think it's just Haidah. We pass in Gemma, you could be Maidah, but we all say Maidah Drabon. Right? The Abu Jam says that you can't be moitzi chaveri bekabal smachos shemayim. The hoidah of moidim is a hoidah of machos shemayim. It's a recognition of sadah shaat or Hashem alikenu. That's kabal smachos shemayim. Zokter, you can't be moitzi. And this avajam is sugishal to kriyishma. The Ran brings from Yishami that you can't be moitzi chaveri bekriyishma. And this would be the svar as kabal smachos shemayim. Regular hoidah of a specific action, I don't know makar that you can't be moitzi. Chesnesh. Oh, fine.
That's why we say
Maidin Darabana. That's what Jam says. I don't know if there's another, I don't know another pshat. That's what they say in Abu Jam. But it's only Oidof and Kabbalah Smach Shemayim. Stam Oidof, Lai Matzini. Okay, so Nachma. So we have these explanations why you say Amin, you're asking Arvis. So the Prima Gadim says there's no Arvis. And we'll hopefully have time for Rabbi Kveger that says with Arvis, and you could still say Amin, we'll get back to the question somewhere down the road. Fine? Now, there's the fourth shita we were saying is the shita sara'ah, that amen is lav dafka. The Gemara doesn't need amen. So according to him, we have to understand, what's the shakhtar of the Gemara? The Gemara nekasha v'holei v'ha iu like amayda. What exactly is the question that the Gemara is answering with an amen? Why did the Gemara think there's no Shemei Ka'ina? He doesn't hold it as far as the Rishayim. So maybe you could say a shat in the Gemara like this, according to that shita. The din is that you have to make
what,
the birth
stuck. What's your shayla?
There's a shita that Amin's lav dafka.
Yeah.
That means he doesn't hold these problems that the Rishonim are telling us.
Right.
And you could be Eizah Shmei Kainu. So what was the Gemara's kasha by you like a Maidah? What, it's regular Shmei Kainu. What's the problem?
Shmei Kainu has to have Kavana, no?
So that's the Ritva's Tainu. So the Ritva says maybe here is different because he made the bracha for him. So that's better than a regular Shmei Kainu. But Kenira, this Rishon doesn't have the problem of what the Rishayim are saying, because they hold you don't have to answer Amen. L'maisa. You could say that the Havmina was not like that and then it switched. It's possible. But I was thinking maybe you could learn the Gemara like this. The Gemara, there's a din by Birchsa Gemara that has to be Bifnei Asara. We learn from a Pasuk V'ray Memucha B'Kalam. That means, maybe a Tushtal to, you know, there's the, by Birchas Kayinim, a Shailaf, it could be Maitzi, who knows, says Kapov, the Mishnah Megillah, a Shailaf, a Besalevi, a Chazanish. If one person could be Maitzi, somebody else would be Birchas Kayinim. A Shaila. What's the Shaila? So, because you have to be a Amar Lahem, or because there's a Tzibur necessary, the Bracha has to be to them, different Svaras. It could be that without the Birchas HaGomel has to be b'fnei asara, has to be to 10 people, that itself would be a problem if I'm not being medavet to 10 people. It's not just a t'nai in the kiyum asara. It's pashe b'roi memucha b'kalam. It's giving a shvach b'fnei asara people. So I have to include them in my shvach. And with Shemei Kaina, you should have similar to the problem that we have at Birchas Kaina. So maybe that was a half a minute of the Gemara, that you can't be yaitze because it's pashit, you need the asara for the etzem maisa oida. Gemara is saying Shemei Kaina is maspik for that. That could be the shakatari of the Gemara. If we could learn like that the Gemara, then the kasha, the prima gunim's kasha, is miyushav beautifully. Because first the Gemara is makdim va kabay asara, because the whole reason why we're going to have a kasha with you like kamaida is only because the din asara is true. If let's say the Gemara would shlug up Habayin, the Gemara would say there's no din asara, then we don't have a problem with Yehulai Kamaida. The whole kash with Yehulai Kamaida is coming mikayach to Baya Asara. So first the Gemara says Baya Asara, and for the Gemara, you had Asara. Oh, for the Gemara, Bazei, now I have a kash with Yehulai Kamaida. Then for the Gemara, no else, you have Shemei Kaina, even by Asara, and either will be Mechalik by Birchas Kaina, or we'll say Birchas Kaina by Shemei Kaina, whatever the Maskana Sagamara is. There's a fifth pshat, I think, in the Gemara. There's a Shitas Rabben Yeruchim. That the Rabbeinu Ruchim says that if a person, this is how the Magen Avraham explains the Rabbeinu Ruchim, a machlokes of Magen Avraham and Pichadosh, but in Siman Tav Chaf Beis, the Magen Avraham brings from Rabbeinu Ruchim a shita and he learns it up like this, that you do not say Shemeya Ka'ina, if Reuven wants to be Maitzi Shimon, and Shimon could answer Amen, and he knows how to answer Amen, or in the case of Halal, the din is, will come to soon, that when you say halal, in order to be yaitza with Shemei Kaina, you have to say halaluka, the Mishnah says. We'll come to the Mishnah soon. Zakta Ben Yeruchim, that's only if, that when are you yaitza if you don't say halaluka, by halal? Or when are you yaitza if you don't say amen? That's going to be where you, a person, you don't know how to answer amen, or you don't know how to say halaluka, which the Baalach explains, you don't know where to say the halaluka, where you're supposed to insert it. Then you're not yaitza. Zakta Ben Yeruchim. Then you're able to be yitz, I'm sorry. But if you know how and you don't, you're not yitz. So we hear Rabbi Yehuda. He's able to answer amen. So Abadah, the Gemara needs amen. So, and it's ma'akiv. That's what the Rabbi Yehuda holds. Other Shen holds it's not like Kuva. But the Rabbi Yehuda holds it's ma'akiv. And Efshad there's a Diyak, Rashi, and Sukkah holds like that also. And Noi Bazei, that's the Abad, that's L'chayra, Taretz and Rishayim. Over here you need amen because he's able to answer amen. Paiskim Achaylik. We don't pass like this Rabbi Yehuda. But Allah says it's shver, it doesn't stim. So the Ma'isel Allah, it's good. The Rishen Mar Al Chaylik over here, but like Rabbeinu Ruchim would be another pshat in the Gemara. Fine, that's the Gemara. Shaila, what's going on? What does it help to answer Amin? The Rishen told us we have three chesrainis, right? You have a chesar and let's say you're not mechuyi b'davar. Comes along Amin and it saves the day. You have a chesar and you're not mechaven lohitziyoy. Amin saves you. Zok to be kveger. There's a problem with the nusach. Amin saves you. What's Amin? What is it? What's going on? Give me. Okay, so let's see. Let's see if we could use that svara. So I'm going to give you two more examples where you find that amen helps, where you're not going to be yaitza without the amen. There's a taisvis and the gemara and daf mem zayin with the din of amen yisayma, which means that if you don't hear the bracha, you have to you can't say amen. In fact, the Rishonim Rashi and taisvis they ask a kasha. The gemara says in sukkah lachsandir shel mitzrayim, they picked up the flags and the olim said amen. So there's two basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. One mahalchim in the Rishonim is that it's enough as long as you know what the person, what bracha they're up to, then you're allowed to be yaitze. The other mahalchim in the Rishonim is that the only time you're not yaitze when you don't hear is if you're mechuyi b'davar. So you can't be yaitze if I want to be chayv. L'mashal. The case, Pasha Pshat, the case of Achsan Yishal Mitzrayim is talking about a shliach tzibur. He's davening, he's being maitzi to tzibur. So the halacha is, Shlich Tzibur is being Maitzi, and you're being Yaitze, normally, that's what used to be, that you're being Yaitze Tvila, with through the Shlich Tzibur, so the halacha is, you're supposed to hear. Avdem, state, that Avdem, Zok the Rishonim, in that case, if you answer Amen, you say Amen, you're not Yaitze. If you don't hear, you're not Yaitze. When could you answer Amen? In a case, L'mashal, let's say it will be Kriyas HaTorah. If it be Kriyas HaTorah, or Stam, I hear a bracha from somebody, making a bracha, passing by, where I'm not mechuyev in the bracha, then I can answer Amen. Then there's no problem of Amin Yisayma. That's one mahalach in the Rishonim. The other mahalach in the Alexander, they say, was Kriyas HaTorah. That's what they say. They bring Yisham. Was Chayiv, was Alexander Shem HaTorah was the only Kriyas HaTorah, so I wasn't Chayiv in the bracha, therefore I was able to answer Amin. That's what these Rishonim say. And they bring Yisham like that. That's one shot. So that's Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it's Takash Shmoneh Esrei. and Zakti Abeni Yoinen, Yitake Yoitze, they bring Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says it's by Kriyas HaTorah. The Taisus and Sukkah brings Yishalmi, it's by Kriyas HaTorah, they're Abeni Yoinen. They have another pshat, and they say that as long as you know what's going on, like Rashi says, you're able to be Yoitze, even when you're Mechuyah B'dov. Which means that Al-Sadi Shamatzayim was Chazar HaShatz, like we always thought, that's what it was, and you're being Yoitze with the Chazar HaShatz, and still you're able to be Yoitze. Now, Pichadash asked, as a Mefurish Gemara, the Gemara says that you have to, the Gemara in the end of Eilu Dvarim, the Gemara says in the end of Eitz Perek and Brachas, the Gemara says that you have to hear the Brachim Mitchil Vatzayif. The Gemara says, in the case of Yisrael, the Mishnah's Mechal, between Yisrael, you can answer Amen. If you don't hear the whole Bracha, Kusi Nat. In fact, the Gemara, you didn't hear the whole Bracha, so you're not Yoitze. So Pichadash is Chelik La'alach and this Rabbeinu Yoina. But the Maestro, that's what Rabbeinu Yoina says. Maybe we could differentiate the cases. There you know he's saying some words, and you know what they're supposed to be. Maybe that's enough. But I would think, this is not Muchach, I thought it was Klar, but it's not Klar, 100%, but I would think this Rabbeinu Yoina is only with the Amen. Stam, if a person knows what's going on in Shliach Tzibur, and he doesn't answer Amen, Rabbeinu Yoina says, but on Amen, it's not Muchach, that's because it's L'mitzvah, but I would assume that Rabbeinu Yoina, there's a mile to answering Amen over there. I don't have a clear proof. But I think that that's the Pashup Shah Rabbeinu Yoina. There's a Goyin that says also the same type of halacha. Taisus Sandaf Memheim and Bezim Brachas says that in order to have Shemei Ka'ina, I have to understand what the Lashon is. Nashim Taisus says, a Shailuk, can a Isha be Yaitse Shemei Ka'ina Bech Samazan from an Ish? Why not? Because they don't understand. Zak Taisus, the Gemara says, Echad Seifer Vechad Bor is Mevarech. A Seifer can be Maitse a Bor. That means someone who's a Tamachalka Maitse Namaret. Zak Taisus, a Bor at least knows a little bit what's going on. He knows the Inyan, that's enough. But Nashim, they don't know the Chalal, the Lashons of Taisus, merely you can't be Yaitse with Shemei Ka'ina. Then Taisus is Shak Vatai from the Gemara Megillah, if that halach is true. Zok the Goyin, Afinot, in Reinayim, is Gebrat from the Goyin, but if you answer Amen, then you're Yaitse. So it says, you don't have a Shemei Ka'ina, because you're not made in the Lashon, but from that's Vegin, with the Amen, you're Yaitse. That's clear, only with the Amen. So let's go through all the cases we have. We have a tour that has a vart that when you're not mechuyiv al kolpanu by birchas hagoyimel al yidei omen ye yoytze. The Ritva says when you're not mechavin lohoytzi, al kolpanu in this case with the omen you're going to be yoytze. The Kvege says if you're missing the nusach habracha and you answer omen ye yoytze. Maybe we have a Rabbeinu Yoina and a Taisus and Daf Mem Zayin that when you don't hear clearly with the omen ye yoytze, and we have a Taisus and Daf Mem Heim with Beis Hagoyim that says that when you don't understand, even though there's a problem with Shemei Ka'ina, al yidei omen you're going to be yoytze.
How much don't you understand? Do you understand
the
Shvechah Shemazah? Or you don't understand
so Taisus says you don't know the Lashon HaKodesh at all. Could be you know you're supposed to be benching, but you don't understand the Lashon HaKodesh. Taisus differentiates between Abur and Amaretz and Gansin to Noshim. And he says, Noshim, they don't understand the Chlal. I think they know the benching, but they don't understand what Taisus says. This is Noshim from before we sank it.
That's right. Oh. It's not true anymore.
Good. Five. These are five examples. They're not yet. Good. Shaz, what's going on with the Ma'il Amin? So you're suggesting, because the Amin is Kilo Mevarech. So let's go to this far. Yeah, you're suggesting. There's a Gemara Brachas Tav Chafa Mevez. The Gemara wants to know, Noshim could be Maitzi and Noshim be Birchus HaMazin. What's the Shaila? I'm sorry. The Gemara class, are Noshim Chayiv and Birchus HaMazin the Raisa or the Rabbanim? So the Gemara, L'mayin HaFkemina, L'hoitzi and Noshim Yidei Achirim Yidei Chavasa. So the Gemara Kasha. The Mishnah says, It says the Gemara brings a brayso that says that isha mevareches l'baila, and so that you see klal that she can make a bracha. So the Gemara l'tameich, if you hold it to Rai from there, it says in the same brayso that's the shayla and the girsa. The girsa we have in the Gemara, it says a katan could be mevarech l'aviv, and a katan l'kuli alma is not chayiv with the brayso. In Yishalmi, bring the Meiri answers this kasha. So the Yishalmi we're talking about with the ana amei. So about to be the ana amen, so memela katan could be mighty, even a gadol. If he answers, the father answers amen, you're good to go. So in fact, the Miri, why does the Gemara not bring it? He says maybe we could have brought it.
How does amen help you in hamachuyim?
Oh, so let's be mazur 1 second. Zok to meisimcha, and he's meisif a husband. He asks the same kash, what's going on in the Gemara? Why didn't the Gemara answer? It's just, normally you say amen, so let that be pashup shat. Zokter, and what's the beer Zokter is because when a person says Amen, just like when makes a shvuah, if I overhear someone making a shvuah and I say Amen, I'm part of the shvuah, it's its own nusach. So Amen is a egna nusach. Amen to what somebody says is keilu haitzi mipiv. It's like I made the bracha. Memela ye yaitzu with Amen. Zokter, so let the Gemara say that. Emphatime simcha. The Gemara is not saying that. That we're talking about b'da'ina Amen.
That's what
That's why cotton could be mitzi.
That's
why cotton could dafchav. So to me, simcha elamai, the Babli is chaylik and the Yerushalmi, and the Babli holds that you're not yoytze b'danomi. So Amin doesn't help us. Zokta, a beautiful pshat in a Yishalmi, a different Yishalmi. Zokta me'a simcha. Yishalmi says, the Gemara, and of Chof Vaita, and of Chof Amabez, the Gemara says that if a person is Mahar, Balkari could be Mahar de Retaira. But the Gemara says, Zoy Bazei of Hira Kadim, but let him be Yaitse Besvasov. Zokta Gemara, no, because Kedash Kecham Besinai. What's by Sinai? Taisus explains, because there was Shemei Kaina by Sinai. Since there was Shemei Kaina is worse than Hira Kadim. That's how Taisus explains the Gemara. So that means, Taisus says that a Balkari cannot be Shemeya Divrei Torah from somebody else, as the Issa Balkari, because in Shemeya there's a problem of that's worse than a Hira Kedibra. Shemeya Kain is worse. The Yishalmi says, Tamon Amrinon, that a person Asser Le Balkari Le Shemeya Divrei Torah. Tamon Amrinon. Yishalmi says, Tamon Amrinon, which means in Bavel, they said. So I can make some Hawaii in Bavel only. Zokta Dafkin Baba. Because in Mechilta state, the Baisaris Hadibis Klai Yisrael said, Al Hain, Hain, Val Lav Lav. So Memela, when they said Hain, Blight does be an Ami. And Ibazay, it's Kiilu, they said, Anoichi Tzirik. And it's Kiilu, they said, La Yilacha. So Ibazay, they were Moitzi Bisfasov. So we know Balkari by Harsinai was Asr. That's why they had to be Al Tikshu Alisha. Balkari was Asr by Harsinai. But you don't have a Raya from there that it's Midin Shemea Kaina. Because maybe the only reason why Balkari was Asr is because he was Hoiti Bisfasov. Zokti Yishalmi, Tamon Aminon. In Bavel, they don't hold from Ashtar Kotayr from Amin and a Bracha. In Bavel, they hold Amin is not Kibu Moitzi Bracha Mipiv. Oy Bazei, the Amin is not a problem. You could be Yaitse. But Lididan, we don't know that. That a Ducha Shmiyah, that the Allah is going to be that you're able to be Yaitse. Dafka Tamon, Dafka in Bavel, where they hold, that they don't hold of the mile of Amin, so they don't have the mile of Hein, Hein, La, Lav. Therefore, they have a Raya from Har Sinai that Shemeya is also Kashemeya Kain.
There's no
chiluk
between
Amen
to a Bach Yerus Bracha to
somebody who's
not a Bach.
So, let's think through the lumdus. What's the lumdus of it? The lumdus, as long as it's a Bracha, and it blibes a Bracha, it's not a Batala, and I say Amen, L'chayra, just like a Shvur, anything like that, it should, if the lumdus is that the Amen itself works, then if that's the lumdus of it, that's the Yishalmi's whole uftu, that we don't care. You're not being Maitzi me. I'm being Yaitzi with my Amen. That's, so that chat, L'chayra, we lose. So we don't have the Mile of Amen. So now we have all these places where you have a Mile of Amen. And what's going on? What's the hazbah that there's a mile of Amin? This din, that there's a mile of Amin, is Kenira a Mefurish Gemara. Let me just start with a going. We'll go through a Gemara, and step by step, and I think we could buy it off, and from here we'll understand the lumbus. The going says like this, in Hilchos Tzitzis it's gebracht halacha, that if two or three people are being mesatif b'tzitzis, simiches, state, that one person can make the bracha, and he could be mitzi. He could be might see everybody else with a bracha and the shtein shulchan aruch with the anu amen. The going seems to be avarning a kasha. You don't need anu amen. Shemei kaine shtein brenten reshit gimel se beizi yaitze b'lo anu amen. Why does it say b'lo anu amen? Zok the going kinira. I think what he means to answer is but lechatchila you're supposed to answer amen. And he brings a raya from a gemara in sukkah daf lamed ches and one more raya. We're going to focus on the raya from daf lamed ches. So the guy needs a chiddush that lechatchila you have to answer amen. Now, this is a halacha that when you hear a bracha you have to answer amen. What's his raya from the Gemara? So the Mesek Eliezer explains that it says in the Gemara shemeya ka'ine without amen. We'll see in a second. The Gemara is yatsa. Yatsa is mashma b'diavad, which means that the guy kinira is saying mafurish that if you're shemeya ka'ine without a amen, then the halacha is your yaitza b'diavad. A Shemeya Kaina with the Amen, we're not just talking about the Isra of not answering Amen. It's a Shemeya Kaina that's Yetza Afilu Lechatchila. The Shemeya Kaina Lechatchila and a Shemeya Kaina B'diyavid. Dr. Goin, and that's why the Machaber says that you should answer Amen. The reason why to answer Amen is because that's a mile in the Shemeya Kaina. As they duch sich stehen Goin, that's the Pshat. What, mitzad the Shemeya Kaina, I understand you have to answer Amen. But weiss the chais mitzad Shemeya Kaina itself, there's a difference when you're answering Amen or when you're not answering Amen. Now let's get to the Gemara. This din itself, Kinir is a Mufurish Mishnah. By where?
By the Atifu.
Lechatchila, that's what he says. That's what Mechaber says. Say Amen. Zok the Goy, now you don't need Amen. It's not Ma'akim. Zok the Goy, lechatchila, yeah. And he brings a Raya. So that means that there's a Milo to Shemei Kani. He's not just handling Issa Vehet of answering Amen. He's saying there's a Milo to being Yoitza Bechavere when I answer Amen.
Okay.
The Mishnah says in Sukkah like this. The Mishnah says that if a gadol is saying a katan to say halal, I have to be ayin achrov. I have to repeat the whole halal. Daf lamed ches in Sukkah. I have to repeat the whole halal. I can't be yitzah with a katan saying halal. I'm not yitzah ba. Zok the Mishnah, a gadol says halal, ayin achrov halaluka. Now, the Yishalmi agrees with this also. The Yishalmi that says that amen helps for a katan, clearly halaluka doesn't help. It needs to be explained properly. I don't understand clearly. Mei Simcha says a pshat. I don't understand exactly. But Al Kopan of the Mishnah differentiates between katan and gadol. Katan halaluka doesn't help. Gadol halaluka helps. And that's how you're supposed to be yaitza. When you're makir for me, that's how you're yaitza halal when you lay for me the halal. Now, the Gemara calls a shayla. Boyiminei merabchiyo barabo. Shama v'loy ono mahu. If a person hears halal, v'loy ono. What does it mean, v'loy ono? Rashi says, v'loy ono, either the whole halal, or halaluka. Mahu. Zok de Gemara, Amar lehu, Chachimaya v'sefray v'reishayama v'dershaya, Amru shama v'loy ono yotza. Shteit, shama v'loy ono is yotza. It's a mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the halacha is im hayagadol makre oisai oina achrav halaluka. The Mishnah says you say halaluka. So the first Mishnah. What's the Gemara shayla shama v'loy ono? Teretz is shama v'loy ono. The Mishnah is talking about that he said halaluka. So if the Mishnah says that he said halaluka, so there avad is shama ziyotza because he said halaluka. Aber shama v'loy ono. That's the Gemara shayla shama v'loy ono. What's the halacha? Since we understand that I could be yaitza with you being maitzi me, by saying halaluka, which is a dimyan to saying amen to a bracha, I understand that I could be yaitza. That's not the Gemara Safik. The Gemara Safik is only by shama v'loy ona that I didn't respond halaluka, yaitza. What?
They said halaluka. When did they say halaluka?
So the Gemara says between each phrase, you're supposed to say halaluka. The Gemara explains. That's how you're supposed to say halaluka. That's the Gemara says. So we see from the Gemara, Gemara Safik, the same idea. That you know that I could be Yotza Halal with you. That's only if I responded Halaluka the way I'm supposed to. If I didn't respond Halaluka, then the Allah is Shama V'layana, the Gemara is a Shaila. That's what it says, the words Shemeya Ke'oina. Translation of the words. Doesn't mean Shemeya and then it's like a Halacha, it's Kilu, I said it. Shemeya Ke'oina, the word Oina means, it's referring to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Oina Acharov Halaluka. Or when a katan is oina kol mila meila, a gadol is oina acharav halaluka, shemeya, even if I wasn't oina, is yatza ke oina, as if I said halaluka. That's the translation of the words shemeya ke oina. Now, as they state in the Gemara, Frekta Rishash, what's the shaila? It's a mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says that I could be maitzi you be Megillah. If I lay the Megillah, you hear the Megillah, you're yaitza. Hashem achuri beis haknesses, you're yaitza. What's the Gemara Shaila Shmei Kainet? There's no Amen. You're not answering anything over there.
That's a
Chiyuv. Here and also, Hal is also a Chiyuv. You have to say Hal.
That
might be a Hal Kotavitz. Pash is a Chiyuv to say. Noshim is the Bahag says the Dav Kashmir. Pash is. Tais Dav Dalai. Tais in Sukkulam. Ches. I'm sorry, what?
The Takan of Megill is that the Eid Takan is that person with the Megill. Who said that he should read the Megill?
So Taisus seems to say by Noshim that the mitzvah is to hear, but not Noshim have a chiyuv l'kris. So Taisus in the Dalit and Megillah, and Taisus maybe it's a Kulam.
So Noshim is only to hear, and they make two takanas. It's all takanas they hear. That's an against it all the time.
Okay. Now, the Ritva, I think Bavon is kasha from the Rishash, and the Ritva when he brings the Gemara, the Ritva says like this. Let's go back to one more Gemara. Rava, in the Gemara before, the Gemara says, Kama hilchasa givirasa. There's many halachas that were said in the way, the minig, in the times of Rava, how they said halal, and the Gemara goes through a bunch of different things that took place in his halal, and from there we learn different dinim. One of the halachas that Rava says we learn is called Shemeya Ka'ina. How do we learn that? Because the Chazan said Baruch Haba, and the Tzibra said B'Shem Hashem. They didn't say Baruch Haba. V'loy anu halaluka, and they were yaitza the Baruch Haba. How were they yaitza the words Baruch Haba from the Chazan? Elamai, we say the halacha is Shemei Koine. That's what the Gemara says. Baruch haba, amaitzi, and then you said b'shem Hashem, and the halacha is that you're going to be yotze. As I say in the Gemara. Zogt Ritva, this halacha is, even though it passes to say hallelujah on the Baruch haba, but even if you don't say hallelujah on the Baruch haba, that's what it means. Shama v'loy ana yotze. Even though you didn't say hallelujah, aber shama v'loy ana is yotze. That's what it means. Shemei ha-kainet. Zogt Ritva. V'chein halacha, שבכל דבר שיוצא על ידי אחרים שיש לו לנוס אמן אוי דבר אחר, anything that you're supposed to answer אמן אוי דבר אחר שיש לו לנוס ואם שמה ולא עונה כלל כדרמין, and he brings בוי מיני מרבמי ארגיר says בוי מיני רבחי ברבא דוקטר רטפו, the שיילה פן שמה ולא עונה is only in a case where you're supposed to answer Amen. It passes to answer Amen. It passes to answer Hallelujah. And you didn't answer, then we have a suffix. What if there's no place to answer Bechlal? For example, Megillah, where there's nothing to answer. Avada Shemei is Kainah. That's not a problem, Bechlal. Kinir the Tvaz, Bavani the Rishash is Kasha. The Rishash is asking, why is the Halacha that? Why we should have a Mfurish and Mishnah and Megillah that Yayotze Shemei Kainah? I think the Tvaz is saying that if it passes to answer, then there's a shayla of shama v'layana. But if it doesn't pass the answer, then there's no shayla of shama v'layana.
It's magic.
Let's just go over the Gemara one more time. There's a concept by halal that I'm yaitza, and the Gemara didn't have a suffix, that's a mishnah. When I say halaluka, that I'm able to be yaitza, which is some lumdus of a shemeya, not the word ka'in is the wrong word to use, but that I'm yaitza by being shemeya, yanim's bracha. That's when I answer amei to the bracha. That's when I answer Hallelujah to the Hallel, the way I'm supposed to answer Hallelujah. Then there's a suffix, Shama v'loyana. If I didn't answer when I'm supposed to answer, or where it passes to answer, then there's a suffix in the Gemara, do I have a rech, am I able to say Shemei HaKaina, or I'm not able to say Shemei HaKaina. One more halacha, the Rabbi Yeruchim we said in the beginning that the Magen Avraham brings, Ben Yeruchim says that the only time if a person is Shama v'loyana, that he's not Yotze, I'm sorry, that he is Yaitza, is only somebody who doesn't know how to answer Hallelujah. That says, you can't be Maitzi Abaki even b'diyevet. Zakti Abin Yeruchim. Someone who knows how to say it, you can't be Maitzi him. However, if he says Hallelujah, then you could be Maitzi him. Gadol could be Kairi for anybody as long as he says Hallelujah. The Sugi of Shama V'Layana, the Sugi of Shemei Ka'ina, that the Gemara is trying to figure out could I be Yaitz or not. Zakti Ben Yeruchim, if a person that's only for a person who doesn't know where the Be'alach explains it, where he's supposed to insert the Hallelujah, then he's able to be Yaitz without answering. But if a person's able to, then he's not able to be Yaitz. That same person could falazach and shemeya ka'ina of the Gadol Makri as long as he says Hallelujah. That Ben Yeruchim's Halacha is only by Shama V'loy Ana. Meaning like this. You want to be Maitzi me with a bracha? If I say Amen, even though I know how to say the bracha and I know how to answer Amen, lechatchila could be yaitza, no problem. But if I know how to say Amen and I don't say Amen, then I'm not yaitza. The only time I'm yaitza is if without answering is only if I don't know how to answer. Then we're makel to be yaitza without answering. Which means clearly that we're being machmer on the din of Shemei Ka'ina. Meaning, I cannot be yaitza with the shmiya from you if I know how to say it myself. But that's only to be yaitza with you without the Amen. But with the Amen, then I could be yaitza from you.
What is this? Allah Moshe Mishani.
I'm going to try to explain right now. Give me just a minute. Again, the halachas are, this is Rabbi Yeruchim's halacha. You make a bracha for me, or you say a halal for me, and I'm a baki, I could be yaitza with you as long as I answer Amen. But if I'm a baki and I don't answer Amen, or I don't say hallelujah, then I cannot be yaitza with you. Clearly, there's two different halachas of Shemei Ka'ina over here. That's the wrong sprach, Shemei Ka'ina, like we're showing from the Gemara, but there's two ways to be Yaitza B'chaveroi, one with the Amen, and one without the Amen. One with the Hallelujah, and one without the Hallelujah. And this has nothing to do with the Yerushalmi, because we're talking about even Hallelujah. Hallelujah doesn't have the Yerushalmi. So, and like Rameir Simcha, anyway, we don't hold the Yerushalmi, the Bavli. So that means we have over here a sugya that you have a Shemei Ka'ina with Amen, and a Shemei Ka'ina without Amen. Both cases, I'm being yaitza with the Shmiya from you. In one place I have an Amen, one place I don't have an Amen, and it makes a whole difference. Now we have to be masculine. What is it? The Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says, "Eina b'tzeya reshay l'vtzeya at sheyichla amen mipi hashaymim, reiv shaymim." Zok Rashi, why? What's that din that I can't, after I make a bracha, I can't cut the challah until I hear an amen? Rashi says, because the amen is a chelik of the bracha. Amen achar birchas hamoitzi, da'af anis amen min ha-brachai. There's a halacha that you can't answer amen after the bracha. But I could answer amen after amen. People get very nervous if Bakari waits for his amen, but it's okay. Because the Bakari could answer amen after the Olam says amen and he's good to go. So before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch. The amen and the amen. Why? Because the amen is a chelik of the bracha. It's not just, it's real. The part of the bracha is a bracha amen. Ad kedei there's a halacha that Moshe brings from Arzarua that the mevarich has to himself, if the mevarich himself wouldn't be yaitze if he doesn't wait for the amen. That the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch have very shver. What does the Mevarach care about if the person is having the Amen or not having the Amen? It's not a gate to him. Fine, that's Nacham Ajega. But the Bracha, when a person makes a Bracha and you have the Amen becomes a chelik, part and parcel of the Bracha itself.
The person didn't say a Bracha, he could say it after the Balakamis Amen. I mean, if he didn't say Amen after the Mevarach.
He can keep going. Yeah. So Be'alach has a whole Arichas, how far are you allowed to go? And he says, but it's not Roy Vayman. So you have the Be'alach is marich about that halacha. It's not talking about Chris, but he says you can keep on going as long as you take the Deva. Fine.
Is that omen to the Balkari like he made the bracha?
What?
Is that omen that the Balkari says? Is that like he made the bracha?
We don't really have much of it. We assume saying the Bavli doesn't have the omen mamish kilu mevarich. Maybe the maila and the schar, but it's not a taking a bracha.
If it is, then why is he making the bracha again and again and again?
Oh. So maybe we could mask with anything like this. The amen that the person says is sugeshtal to the bracha that the mevarich makes. Right? So I think there's two ways to understand for me being yoytze with your bracha. I could be yoytze, and maybe this is the nice of the base of Levin the Chaznish by Shemei Akoine, but I think it might be a different shmuz. I could be yoytze because I'm being mitztarif and I'm utilizing your bracha. Person makes a bracha, I could utilize your bracha. How could I use your bracha? Because I came a part of your bracha. If I say amen, it becomes one chefs of a bracha. You said the bracha and I said amen. You don't care about my amen, fine. But I care about your bracha. My amen is chal on your bracha. So where the amen becomes a chelik of the bracha, then I could be yoytze utilizing the bracha that the mevarich made. That's the Mishnah. If a person says halal and I say haleluka, that becomes a chelik of the halal. And if it becomes a chelik of the halal, so then I'm zeicha to utilize your halal to be yaitza for myself. Now I could be zeicha, I could be yaitza the halal. But if a person doesn't say amen, now I can utilize your bracha, because I'm not shaykh to your bracha. How am I yaitza? That's a sugya daf lamed ches amabez. Like the Gemara, I could be yaitza b'shmir. The fact that I heard your bracha itself, then I could be yoytze with the shmi of the bracha. Says I could be yoytze because I'm a chelik of your bracha itself. I said amen to your bracha, so I'm a chelik of the bracha. And if I'm a chelik of the bracha, that allows me to use your bracha to be yoytze. And then there's a way that I've taken nothing to do with your bracha, but I'm going to be yoytze because hayoyster, I'm a shemeya zeichet. Good, because I could use my shmi. But then I'm not utilizing your bracha. I'm hearing your bracha, but my mice is the shmi. And then I'm being yoytze with my shmi. But it's two mahalchim of being yaitze. There's a mahalach of being yaitze with the amen, and there's a mahalach of being yaitze with the shmir. Zok the goin, that over here, maybe you don't have to answer amen. Let me be yaitze the shmir way. If I'm being yaitze the shmir way, I'm doing my own ma'aseh mitzvah. The goin says over there that lechatchila you have to say amen. And that's a chiddush to the gain. Well, you have to say, of course you have to say amen. You have to say amen on a bracha. The Torah says that I have a way to be yoytza on the amen. So b'chi ha'gavno, that the bracha that you're making, I just want to go to with the shmiya, mechatesi. That I have to answer amen. Zok the gain, no. To be yoytza with the shmiya alone, that mahalich of being yoytza, you're in shemeya ka'ina itself, we want you to be yoytza with the amen, we want you to be yoytza with Yanam's bracha. So be yoytza with the bracha of what Yanam is making a bracha. The Ben Yeruchim says halacha, that even a baki, you cannot be mitzi me. But you could be mitzi me if I say halleluka. You could be mitzi me if I say amen. Hey, so that's a whole new mahalach of being yaitze. I'm being yaitze al yidei the amen. When I'm being yaitze through the amen, that's one mahalach. That's not the Gemara Safek and Sukkah. The suffix of the Gemara Sukkah, minayin l'shama v'loy ana d'yatza, that's a suffix stamazai. Can I be yaitza with the shmiya by itself without the amen? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Zakta ben Yeruchim, there, a baki can't utilize the shmiya by itself. A baki can only be yaitza when there's an amen. But it's a whole different halach of being yaitza with shmiya kaina. Is the shmiya kaina with the amen or shmiya kaina on the amen? Ben Yeruchim, let's say we argue with him la'alacha, but the lungs of the Ben Yeruchim, I think everyone agrees with, that there's a maila to the amen. Now let's go through all the five cases that we had. Let's apply them all. The Gain Adaf Memhei. The Gain says that Eino Maven, there's a din, there's no Shemei Kaina. Zak the Gain with amen your yaitza. It's very move on. If a person says the bracha and he doesn't understand what he's saying, he's yaitza. Shmiya, he can't be yaitza with Shmiya. But if I say amen, then I have your bracha. When I have your bracha, without knowing what you're saying, you know you're benching, and I said amen. It's kilu, I have your bracha. That's the din. An amen dika bracha is I have your bracha. If I have your bracha, there's no problem.
I don't understand what I'm saying.
You're able to. If you don't understand what you're saying, you're yaitza. So I have what you said. So I have the dibra. With dibra, I'm yaitza. The problem with shmiya kain is with shmiya. Zokta gain, if I say amen, I could be yaitza with your dibra. Zokta beni yaina, maybe. Because I'm part of your bracha. Rabbeinu Yoina, maybe, we don't know for sure, but maybe the Rabbeinu Yoina says, when I'm Amin, Balsandri Hashem Mitzrayim, we're there, I'm being Yoitza with the Amin. And I'm being and I could be Yoitza even if I don't hear every word. Kinnira only with the Amin. Same idea. I have the bracha. If it's a way to klep tzachzut to the bracha, then even if I don't hear, once I have the bracha, then that's a mahalach, then maybe I could be Yoitza. Let's go back to our cases now, what we have in our Gemara. We have a Rosh, a Ritvan, or a Bikveg. The Rosh says, let's start first with Bikveg. Kvega says, the pshat is that Hayois, the Nusach HaBracha is not the right Nusach HaBracha because you didn't say Shegamalani. You said that the Rebbein Shem Yohavach Ni'alon V'la Yohavach La'afro. So Memeila, you can't be Yaitza. What's with the Amen? So to explain to Bikvega, I think it's necessary to say Bikvega doesn't mean it's Tama Nusach in the Matbeir Shatav HaChacham. Bikvega is saying that the Bracha is not a Bracha that I could use because I can't use a Bracha that's a Bracha that's not my Haidah. It's the person giving haidah about me. But it's not a haidah. If he says that he's thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rabbi Yehuda is not ba'af, Rabbi Yehuda is with him. So that's not a shvach that Rabbi Yehuda could use for himself. However, if Rabbi Yehuda could say amen to that bracha, and now Rabbi Yehuda has the bracha, once he has the bracha, that itself is a zegin of bracha. That's enough to be able to be yaitzah b'lehefshah. So to be kveig, amen's enough. Let's go to Ritva. The Ritva says that I'm a schav in lahaitzi. Yeah? I'm not mechavin lahaitzi. Zokter Ritva, with Amin you're able to be Yaitza. Now, you're talking to Ritva to answer Rabbi Allah's Kasha.
Problem of the Nusach.
I don't think it's a problem of Nusach.
You're solving Rabbi Kvega's problem, Nusach, because Amin is out.
No, I don't think it's Nusach. So, like this. I don't think Rabbi Kvega means that it's a problem of the Matbeya. If it's a problem with the Nusach HaBracha that you can't use those words, then Amin wouldn't help you with Bechla. Nothing would help you. The Yishalmi wouldn't help you either then. Nishami, let's say Amit's Kilu Mavarech, but it's Yana Bracha Mipiv, that wouldn't help you either. Nothing's going to help you. I don't think Rabbi Kvega means that. I think Rabbi Kvega holds that it's just a problem that I can't klepsach tzuta a bracha, I can't use a bracha that's not a bracha that I would say. By saying Amit, that I'm part of the bracha, then that's a bracha that maybe I could use. That's enough to be able to be Yaitzabah. If it would just be Chsar of the Matbeya, then I have no explanation. I don't know. The Yishalmi wouldn't be a tzur, nothing would be a tzurshta there. Yeah, you say a different Shana Bikvega. I don't know. I think Rabbi Kvega is not saying that it's a problem in the Matbeya. It's not a problem in Stam Lashon. You could have such a Lashon, but it's a problem that I didn't make that Shvach. Because it's a Shvach that you're saying. But if I said Amen...
And Amen converts the Shvach.
I don't think it has to convert it, but it's a Shvach that I made the Brachan. I said it. I have that Shvach. Then Mela, that's enough to be Yitzabah. I don't think it has to convert it.
If you yourself would have said those exact words.
Because that's a bad Lashon to say. That wouldn't make sense. So he's not saying the words. He's not saying the words. He's getting the bracha. It's the maisa bracha that he's being zeichen. It's not the nusach. The nusach he never zeichen. The nusach is the wrong nusach. It's not kilu you said the words. It's just a bracha that I could utilize because I'm shaykhed it. A bracha that you made that I'm not shaykhed to, I can't use. I can't use for my shmi, I can't use that bracha. But if I say amen and I'm part of the bracha, then I could be mishtamish with that bracha to be yaitze. That's, I think, the nukuda from Mikvei. The Ritva says, achsarna mechav lahoitzi. Zakti be Allah, we don't find such a din that kavana lahitzi with amen. If you don't have kavana lahitzi, that amen helps. The Nishtaz adin. The Ritva's mashma, it's only over here because he made the bracha for him. So if he made, maybe the Ritva's mashma. So if I made the bracha, the Reb Chana made the bracha for Rabbi Yehuda, so Ibazay, then Rabbi Yehuda is able to be yaitza, but because the bracha was for him. Zakti Ritva, that's a maspik. But Hayoisi has an Amen. So then, Oibazeh is all you need now. That was the easiest. I think then you're Meshach Shaykh for the Bracha. You're able to utilize the Bracha. I think the Rosh is the hardest. The Torah is bringing from the Rosh that he's not Chayiv in the Bracha. Now, Ein Chayiv in Bracha can't be Meitzi. So if someone is not Chayiv in the Bracha, can't be Meitzi. So what's it going to help to. What's it going to help Amen? You can't be Meitzi. You can't be Meitzi. I still need you to be Meitzi me. So maybe you could say as far like this. You asked originally a Shaila. What?
That's
a broker,
and I have
shaykhs
to it,
then
I can be
yitzhak. But it's not, but you still,
there's
a din of being still being mighty. It's not a Yishalmi.
That Yishalmi. Yen was able to say Yishalmi. He wasn't mechuyib to say, I'm asking. But it's a Yishalmi, so I attach myself to such a Yishalmi, so maybe I can use it.
But there's a din of kol sheinu mechuyib davening mechuyib davening mechuyib davening. And if it's just a broker, because shvach is different, then you should be able to do it without Amen.
Kol
shemukhuyiv
is maybe only
shemei kaini
type of thing. Amen is different.
The halacha is saying about Amen, you don't have to mukhuyiv with that, but
katan
could be maitzi.
That's not true.
So we have to differentiate bechus agayimu. So I maybe we could be mazbar the Indian like this. Hard svara, I don't know, but maybe like this. You asked before originally why there's no arbis. Right? Well, forget about you. Ain't a chanamina mechuyiv with that, but there's a din of yatza maitzi. So even if I'm not mechuyiv with that, I should be able to be maitzi you. So prima gadam is red zois that there's no arbis here. He doesn't say why. I don't know why. Suggest to you the reason why is because the chiv of Birchus Aida, the Be'alach gives a gather by Shachiyonu. That it's in between. It's not a reshus. It's not a chiv. He calls it a Birchus HaMitzvah. Efshir Pimigadim Tvashtan, that's a Birchus HaGemel also. It's not a chiv. Not the same chiv like a regular chiv of the Rabbanan. It's not a reshus. Somewhere in between. Arvis means that I'm responsible when you're chayiv in something. When you're not chayiv in something, I can't be an arvis. But nice of a shachion if I can be mighty with arvis for that reason. Assuming that's the gather, and I have no right to that besides this prima gadol, so I don't know. But assuming that's the gather, that the gather is that it's this quasi type of chayiv. It's a mitzvah de kechayiv that's not chayiv that I could be an arvis, that I could be responsible to be mighty, that I could be mighty with that chayiv. If that's the gather, so the bracha. The reason why a mechuyib davar, you have to be mechuyib davar to be mitzvah chayim yedei chavos is because it has to be chal teres ma'isa chiyiv. And if a person's not a mechuyib, it's felt in the ma'isa mitzvah. The same thing by birchus hagoyimel, if it's just a reshus ba'alma, over here it's more than a reshus, it has to be a mitzvah. And if I'm not mechuyib in the mitzvah, then I can't be mitzvah you. Efshar, hayois, you're saying the amen, and the amen's coming from someone who's mechuyib in this mitzvah. I'm making the bracha to dvar reshus, but now, in the bracha liktach mitzvah, because you have an amen in the bracha that's coming from somebody who's a bar of this mitzvah, who's chayiv in this mitzvah, chayiv in the mitzvah, that's maspik to make it that the reshus blibes a ma'isa mitzvah. So it's maspik shem ma'isa mitzvah, not arvis. Not arvis, reshus, it's only, there's no arvis, I'm not an ori for you. But it's a ma'isa bracha, it's a reshus. You can't be yoitza because by you it has to be mitzvah. But if you're saying an amen to a birchas reshus, that the amen is coming from somebody who has this choyv is hagaymel alav, this gather of this choyv, then that's maspik to be meichel in the maisa that it's a maisa mitzvah. And then mimele you could utilize the maisa to be a maisa mitzvah. That's the only way I can understand the rush with this prima gadol. Wouldn't that make sense?
Nusach habracha.
The nusach habracha, Bikrega said, that's Bikrega's pshat, also chasar in the nusach habracha. Oh. Okay? Yeah? Avaita gemara brachas. Gemara says in Brachas, and Daftan Hey, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a conversation with Bezalel. Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to build the Aron. And he told him, build the Aron, the Kelim, and Mishkan. Oh, my lay. So Bezalel told him, Moshe Rabbeinu, Min Haga Shaladim, Anna Boina Bayis, Vachakach Machnas, Tatech Kelim. Vata Oimeli Aseli Aron, the Kelim. Umishkan Umishkan. Kalim Shani Yos Lechan Achlisim. Where should I put the Kalim that I'm gonna build? Shema Kacham Lakadish Baruchu. I say Mishkan Aron Vikalim. Oh Maloy Shama Betzel Kelo Yisa. So says Moshe Rabbeinu told Betzal that he should first build the Kalim and then build the Mishkan. Betzal said back, that doesn't make so much sense. Where am I gonna put the Kalim? Oh Mamish Muridika Chachma Betzel Kelo Yisa. Two questions on the Gemara. I mean, I guess three. First of all, what's the teichin of this conversation? Second of all, the Chazal state, the Yalkut state, that the Mishkan was finished being built. They built the Kelim in Kislev. And they waited till Nisan to put it up. So I ask you, where were the Kalim sitting from Kislev till Nisan? They didn't put up the Mishkan. They just built it. They didn't put it up till Gimel Adar, Shechetesh Nisan, whatever. But where were the Kalim till then? The Mishnah says in Chagiga that the Mishnah, they had Kalim, they had Shniim for the Kalim, just in case they were Mekabel Tumah. They used to take out the different Kalim that were Mekabel Tumah. Where were all those Kalim? They had no problem housing the Kalim. So what's this grace of Kasha? Kalim Shani Maisa Hechach Nisan. You're not putting them anywhere. Keep them the same place that they're going to stay from Kislev till Nisan and Layudim. What's the problem? Now, it's not clear exactly how Chazal understand that Moshe Rabbeinu said to build the Kalim first and Bezalel said Faket. Rashi and Tosfos bring the Pshat that the Kalim, Parshas Truma, this week's Parsha, it said, previous Shabbos, it says, V'yichuli Truma, and it starts off first with the Kalim. Mistam was of Rashi, that what it's Mesudr and Parshas Truma, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel himself. Rashi and Tosfos say that Bezalel and Kisisa, it says the Seder Faket. It says Oil Moid Ves HaKelim, so that's Mustama Bezalel. Mashal Mechtesi says maybe a Pshat. He says Yosin here that Bezalel's response was Mitzad Asiyas HaKelim in Parshas Vayakel, and in Parshas Vayakel it says that he built the Mishkan and Achakach he built the Kelim. So that's what we know Bezalel. So like the Mashal, for sure I think maybe Rashi Tosfos I could say a Pshat that stems also, but like the Mashal, I would like to suggest the following explanation to the Gemara. Mashchachma. In the beginning of Parshas Vayakel says like this. In Parshas Kisisa, it says, in the Seder Parsha, it says first it says Mishkan, and then it says Shabbos. In Parshas Vayakel, first it says Shabbos, and then it says Mishkan. So Meshchachma, not like the Rishonim say, but the Meshchachma says that in Parshas Kisisa, which that Parsha happened before the Chet HaEgel, the building of the Mishkan was Deicha Shabbos. Parshas Vayakel, that was Nachta Chet HaEgel, there the building of the Mishkan was not able to be Deicha Shabbos. And he explains. He says, Koidim Chet HaEgel Klal Yisrael was on the Madrega that each person was his Eginim HaKavod HaShechina. Each person had his own Ashras HaShechina. And the Shechina was showing Da. So there, the Inyan that Avoida is Deicha Shabbos by Kabbanis is that HaYos, the Shechina Shoyre, therefore, the avoida that you're doing, which vises the hashkocha protest of the Shechina, he says that's what avoida represents. Memele, you're allowed to do that even to be Deicha Shabbos. But the tnai, ayin sham the hezbar advarim. But the tnai adavar is that if the Shechina's ba'aretz, so the Shechina's already shayra, then you have an ability to do that. Then you're able to do the avoida to be Deicha Shabbos. Sokta meshachachma kaidem chet ha'egel. The building of the Mishkan was the egin avoida. Building the Kalim, each Asiyas Kli, each Asiyas Mishkan was the Eigena Chavtza. That was his own Asiyah, its own Teres Havayda. And Memele, each thing vised, it was Kilu, I'm bringing a carbon. Building the Shulchan was bringing a carbon. Building the Menorah was building a carbon. Memele, it's Deicha Shabbos, it's not just a Heksha. Zakhtya, but Nachta Chet HaEgel, we had to get the Shechina back down. Now we lost the Shechina. Hayres Edyom, Klai Yisrael is not anymore a Makabal Shechina. And we have to get the Shechina. The only way for us to get the Shechina was by going into the Mishkan. Zakhtya, Mesh Chachma, Ibazei. There's no Shechina yet until you have the Mishkan. Then the Mishkan is managed to Heksha to do the Avoida. By Bazei, the building the Mishkan itself is not able to be Deicha Shabbos. It's like Machshir Avoida, it's not Deicha Shabbos. So I think maybe, if you the Meshach Chachma, the Noisei with Moshe Rabbeinu Bezalel, we could suggest, was a Noisei of after the Chet HaEgel. But felt like the Mashal is saying, that Bezalel's response came in Parshas Vayakel, that the Noisei, the conversation was, if the Tzivui of the Mishkan is still the same Tzivui or not. Meaning like this. Koidim the Chet HaEgel, we don't care where the Kalim are, we have no problem with the Kalim, that's not the point. What it means that Kalim Hecha Achnisim is Bezalel was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, what are the tachlis of the Kalim? The tachlis of the Kalim are to leg them around in the Mishkan, and mit them Vedzayna Hashras Hashchino. That's only true, not the Chet HaEgel. So Memela, Zok Bezalel, that after the Chet HaEgel, first we have to build a Mishkan, and then we could put the Kalim, because the Seder HaDvarim is that. What we're building the Kalim now, we're not looking at the Kalim, at the building of the Kalim as an Avoida. We're not looking at the building of the Mishkan as its own independent Avoida. We're looking at it just a place to house the Kalim, to make Ashras Hashchina, to be able to bring Karbanos. But it's a Machshir Karbon. If it's a Machshir Karbon, then the Seder HaDvarim has to be Kafi, what it represents. What does it represent, the building of the Mishkan? The Mishkan represents the house, and the Kelim represent the Chetimtza to do that way. This I put the Kelim in the Mishkan. That's not the Chet Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzivui from the Mishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying over, it's Koidim Chet Egel. Koidim Chet Egel, Mekantan the Kelim, Father Mishkan, because the Kelim had their own Tachlis. The Kelim had a Tachlis, each Binyan Akli, whatever it represented, and what Genoi, its Avoid, and its purpose was, but the building of the Kelim itself was a Tachlis Fazich. If it's a Tachlis Fazich, then I don't have to look that I need a Mishkan in order to put the Kelim. I can put the Kelim straight. So the Neisa was a Neisa if the Tzivui to do Parshas Truma's Mitzvah, that it's mashma that the kelim were first, is that still applicable in Parshas Vayakel? Is that still applicable in Nachta Chet Egel? So Bezalel said that tzivui is not applicable anymore. Yet, the ganze seder of Mishkan Beitzach, now we need a Mishkan first to house the kelim, because it's managed to chetimtza of Tashas HaShchina. We can't utilize this that we're doing havoid in the kelim. Oy bazei, then there's a seder to do Mishkan avtemat Moshe Ben Atak Exok, Shema Bezalel Kel.
Where did they put them?
The same place they put them. They put the shniyim. They put them because they did. That was never a nice thing. We don't care where they were. That was not a nice question where they put them. It was just, it was a shiloh what the lundus of what they were doing is. What's represented in that way?
If some, if a cotton would make a cotton, not a mufla samachayish, if a cotton would make a shul to be a nazi, and somebody would say amen, you'd be.
You have to check, but lechari, you're right. It should be right, but I don't know. That's a very good order.